Welcome to Tony's Take Podcast.
Welcome to the Tony's Take Podcast, episode 369. I'm Sean, and joined with me, we have Off-Road Andy.
Hello.
And Tony Katz.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that subscribe button, share with a friend, and check out our sports podcast right after this. I must say, guys, that is much better. So don't know what was going on. Maybe just the equipment needed to be paused and restarted or something. Technical difficulties the audience doesn't need to know about, I suppose. Tony, let's hear about your emo night. You got emotional.
Yeah, really emotional evening. No, you know, for anybody out there that listens to what they call emo music, you know, like some alternative, like a certain style of alternative, like, you know, bands like Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, you know, etc., Panic at the Disco, stuff that is similar to that. So what it is that the Observatory or House of Blues, it's just venues like that. They'll do what they call emo night, where it's a DJ and he's playing all those kind of bands and stuff, and everybody's there like they're at a concert, and people will be moshing around, moving around, dancing around, having a good time. And this was my third time going, and this was my only time going out of the three that they actually didn't have a legit guest. The first time was the lead guitarist for Taking Back Sunday, and then that was like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. That was when you were living over off of by La Vida or whatnot. But and then another time was within the year, about a year ago, and they had the lead singer of Yellow Card. So those were all good, fun shows. And this one was fun. Had a good group of friends, had a good time. But this time, though, they played a lot more harder music. Like at one point, Slipknot was played. And
holy smokes.
But yeah, it's a good time, especially if you're like into that kind of music. It's a blast. I have a blast. And yeah, we had a good time. And that's that. And
put your lip piercing in.
Yeah.
Dyed your hair.
Yeah. Well, it's actually, it's funny you say that because Tyler, a friend of ours, mine, that went with us.
Does not look like he belongs in that scene.
Exactly. So that's why it's funny, because he said that next, he's like, hey, next time we should dress up. And he was looking at people thinking, and I think he thinks people dress up. And I'm like, no, that's how they dress every day. It doesn't matter if it's
this is life.
Sunday, you know, or whatever day it is. I mean, that's their style. That's how they dress. But it was funny because there was definitely some people there that had the epitome emo look, like, you know, the dark hair kind of over the eyes, like, you know, like some one guy, like a Misfits t-shirt or whatever, just like for whatever that's worth. But it was funny because I'm starting to think now that Tyler legit thought that these guys were dressed up for the occasion, when I'm like, no, that's doesn't matter, man.
I think he should do it then. He needs to get a little wig.
Yeah, no, he definitely should. It's like there's that scene in, I forget what movie it is, with Jonah Hill. I think it's 21 Jump Street or something.
Where it's go through all phases.
Stuff. And he'd like show him in the past in high school. He's like, just like waves his hair in the hallway or whatever. But yeah, fun time. So anybody out there that is listening that enjoys that genre of music, it's called Emo Night Brooklyn. So keep your eyes peeled for the next one in your local area. They're all around.
Not just in Brooklyn then.
No, definitely not in Brooklyn.
Well, I wasn't going to discuss this, but it's a fun juxtaposition. I'm contemplating going to a Beatles tribute night this weekend, so I don't know if that's gonna be the same crowd.
I think it could be.
Yeah, maybe. But okay, we've got some crazy news lately going on. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Puffy, he's got a new name a week,
Diddy.
I think.
Yeah,
Diddy now is a diddler.
Well,
sex trafficking, kid trafficking.
He's facilitating it.
Yeah, he's
allegedly, we have to say.
Of course, he's in trouble.
He will sue us.
They raided his home in Miami and in LA, and I think one of his sons was in handcuffs. No idea what is going on with him. A story was, and I hate Twitter for that reason. It's like, he's gone. He's on a plane. This is where his plane went. And it's like, he was arrested in Miami. It's like, I don't know what, if any of that is the truth. I don't know what. I haven't heard a thing actually reported by a real person of where he is right now.
Yeah, as you say that, I'm like, I have no idea. Like, I think we all knew the news, the part of it, the raid, because, like, you could see that. But, like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. He's, like, in Alaska, maybe, or is he in South America? I don't know.
Like, Alaska is, you know, I think his plane allegedly went to like Antigua or something.
Yeah.
Which was, I think it's called like his love plane or something, which also just sounds weird.
Like Austin Powers.
Well,
that plane,
I suppose it didn't have the fly paint job, but I keep saying things like he's the, Epstein of the hip hop world. It's like, holy cow. So I don't know. Obviously you go down these rabbit holes online and what?
I don't know. Do we need an Epstein for every subculture? I don't think that'd be a good way to go. I think just one Epstein is
good. I would agree. I think that's more than enough. It's been a thought of mine a lot lately. Could you imagine a world, and I've said it on this pod even, could you imagine a world where everyone in it is good?
Isn't that like, that was that Ricky Gervais movie?
Yeah. No, I think this is exactly how the conversation went last time when I said that. So I don't know. Who knows what's going to come of that? A lot of people are like, well, what's going to happen with Jay-Z and this and that? People are, you know.
Yeah, I saw a comment too that said, no, Diddy's just taking the hit. The two real evil people are Beyonce and Jay-Z or something like that.
Yeah. And I think 50 Cent posted on social media a milk carton with Jay-Z and it says missing.
And then, well, also there was a thing.
No
that,
idea what that means.
I don't know if you guys remember about the Cat Williams interview with Shannon Sharp like a couple months back. And Cat Williams mentioned how in 2024, a lot of people were getting busted. And he did say, he's like, it's not going to matter if it's someone like Diddy or whatever. Like he actually said his name.
Yeah. So, crazy.
Cat Williams reminds me of one of those like crazy homeless guys you see that is like, the end is near. And it's like the blah, blah, blah. And you're like, this guy's crazy. And then it's like, oh shit, this guy was right.
Yeah.
A lot of times, if you like the crazy
corner,
guys,
he's gone.
Sometimes they're right.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Pretty crazy. All right. We got a lot of movie stuff today, a lot. And I suppose, Andy, do you want to do Apple Sued first or I have it after the movies? Let's do that first.
Yeah, so the Apple Corporation is finally going to be taken down by the U.S. government. I've been waiting my whole life for this day.
Yeah.
The Department of Justice came out and said they are going after Apple for uncompetitive practices because of things they've done with their phone and their phone platform really since it started. But some of the examples they listed were, and they're things that affect me, when an Android user texts an Apple user, they put it in a different color and they make it different. They also make the quality worse, so there's less features available in the text message. The videos are horrible quality if you send videos between people on competing platforms. And, the other platforms don't do that. And Apple is capable of not doing that. They do it on purpose. And to even have,
Apple
Attorney General.
Or is that a carrier?
It is Apple, yes. That's part. I mean, if it wasn't Apple, they wouldn't have said it in this press conference. Saying that they're doing this stuff on purpose. They can, in some cases, they don't do it. So, like, stuff like message between, like, WhatsApp and Apple, they won't degrade because they don't think of it as a direct competitor.
Who uses intentionally, like, Middle East or something? WhatsApp?
Yeah, it's pretty big. I have no idea how it works. But they intentionally make Android look worse. And it's something as an Android user, I've heard from people like, I don't want an Android user in the group thread. I don't want this. And it's like people have an impression of like, it's terrible. Look how bad this video is. And it's like, well, no, that's Apple did that on purpose to make you think it was bad. So
many times Andy's been uninvited to like the state dinners and different things just because of his green text bubble.
Yeah. Just other things about, the App Store and the fees they charge and what can get on the App Store and just how, Apple likes to say, well, we have a closed system and all this kind of stuff, but it is uncompetitive stuff. And some of that stuff they're not even allowed to do in Europe. So, pretty all encompassing lawsuit. And I don't know what is going to come of it. Like Apple's not going to be shut down. They're going to have to make some of those changes. But like they said, they're already in process of making those changes with the text messages because there is just better technology available. So, I think when that started, Apple could have used the excuse of like, well, we're using the text message technology that exists at the time. But like now things are better and they don't need to keep using that. Like they're using the SMS system, which is that's the original text message system.
That reminds me of when I had a BlackBerry.
Yeah, and we're way past that.
That was what are we on now?
Fuck, well, I don't even know what it was.
I had the article.
GMG. VRM.
RCS.
Oh.
Rich Communication Services. So.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So I think at the end of the day, here you go. WeChat. That's the one in China that can communicate with Apple and be completely fine because you kind of have China. To, if you want to have any footprint in China, you kind of have to bow down to them. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what will happen? They're going to pay a fine.
They'll pay a fine to make some of these changes that they probably were going to do anyways because they knew this was coming, but you know, didn't happen soon enough. But long time coming. So you don't have to hear about green bubbles anymore. They'll be forced to change it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, moving on. The guy that made Peaky Blinders, he can't stay out of the news with us. So last week we talked about House of Guinness that he's working on right now. He is set to begin filming the Peaky Blinders movie this September. So I still need to watch the show. I have to, you know, make the commitment to buy the, you know, $41 a month Netflix subscription to watch it. One of these days I'll do it.
I don't think it's that costly yet, but
it's obnoxiously expensive for, you know, a streaming service. It should be $9 or less.
Get your money's worth. I mean, cable TV is still like $150, so you can compare it to that.
I pay $75 or $82, I think it is, for Hulu, which used to be $40. How about the government sues these people, too? It's obnoxious. I mean, all these pervs getting paid $1 billion to be in movies like Get Them to the Greek, and they don't need to be paid that much money. Let's lower the cost for everything.
I'm going to guess that nobody got paid $1 billion to be in Get Them to the Greek.
Well, maybe. Alda Snow doesn't come cheap, Andy.
Yeah, no one's paying him.
Is that the only movie Diddy's? That can't be possible. He's got to be in more than one movie, right?
I'm sure he was in Soul Plane, right?
No, yeah. Well, those I'm not counting a Tyler Perry movie or anything like that. Like a real movie. All right.
He was in the movie Made, I believe. Jon Favreau's Made.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Made in Manhattan.
Yeah, that was a movie starring Jennifer Lopez, who he was married to. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's Ben Affleck going to get roped into this?
You watch. He has a back tattoo, I think. Isn't that weird?
Batman had a back tattoo. It was all for Batman. That's how I think of it.
Batman had a back tattoo?
Yeah, he only got it to be Batman.
So this is not a real tattoo, a huge like dragon on his back or something?
Well, maybe he got it, but he got it because he was in character.
Ugh. All right. Let's talk about the Boondock Saints, the cult classic that came back for a sequel that was okay, is coming back for a third.
Yeah, they've been wanting to do this third one for a while, and the latest update is that, yeah, it's still happening, but not with the original writer-director, who...
oh, really?
He is, I guess, a nightmare, like, and that's well-established. There's a documentary about the making of Boondock Saints. It's very famous, and that, like, wow,
Troy
this guy,
Duffy, right?
Yeah, he had a... I mean, he had a big hit movie here to start his career, and he was just kind of an asshole about it. And like,
he was already like a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, so before the movie was even out, he would talk shit on people and just be kind of a nightmare. When you're making your first movie, you should try to like build good relationships. And then he never made a movie again until Boondock Saints 2.
How
now he still hasn't.
How current is this info you're reading? Because on IMDb, he's listed as director and writer.
Yeah, he was until this week. I think the people who are actually financing the movie are saying, hey, we're going to look for a new director. So I'm sure it's his script still. He'll still be a executive producer.
Yeah, be
whatever,
attached.
As the creator of the franchise. But these people do not want to hand over this guy a budget to make a movie anymore. So, and he said, like, well, that's fine. I'm going to write some comic books of the characters because they're still my characters and stuff. So, yeah, that's what's happening. I think they'll probably eventually make this movie because Norman Reedus is a bigger name now than he ever was even when the second one came out.
Sean Patrick Flannery, too.
Yeah, and he's a regular working actor in a lot of things. So maybe this is a good thing, getting this crazy man out of there, but still taking the ideas, still having those actors. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll have the ghost
second
of
one.
Rocco again.
Yeah.
And Willem Dafoe.
Second one didn't necessarily work. I don't think that made any money. People didn't love it. So maybe
you also can't watch it. Like, it's the first one, I think, is on Peacock. It goes to HBO or Prime or wherever. The second one's like, oh, you can buy it for, you know, $15 on iTunes.
I've seen it show up on Amazon Prime, but, you know, this
probably a while ago. I've only seen this movie once, and it was probably when
I saw
it
in the theaters. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really don't remember much about it other than, like, everyone's grown up, you know? They brought most of the band back together.
I remember them being on a boat or something.
Yeah, I think that's like a flashback to, you know, where all the dead guys are. Rocco is on it, right?
I don't know.
I could even be combining.
You could stream it on Pluto TV. So there you go.
I have Tubi. I don't have Pluto. Whatever. We've gone far enough on that. I'm excited to hear about that nonetheless. Why not make another one? This one I think will be cool. I worry about it. Happy Gilmore 2. Have you guys seen this?
Oh, I did see. But, I mean, Sandler hasn't said anything about it. It was Christopher McDonald, well, Shooter McGavin. Yeah.
Shooter McGavin, I think, on a radio show said he got a call. And he's like, from Sandler. He's like, we got a script. We're ready to do this. What do you say? And he said, come on down. It's going to Netflix. And they couldn't get Jaws, I believe he's passed on, but
most likely, yes.
Yeah.
And Bob Barker.
Yeah, I wonder what, I mean, they're older. Obviously, the whole golf world is taking off with this and making up nonsense. They're like, oh, Paige Spiranek, one of the like chick golfers, has been cast as the cart girl, or one of the golfers who looked like his caddy at the pro pro-am.
Yeah, Zalatoris.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. So none of that's really real. But one thing said, you know, it's going to have a crossover with another golf, you know, professional league out of Saudi Arabia. You know, it's like, I don't know if I believe that yet.
I mean, since it's a Sandler movie, I would expect it's like the whole movie takes place at the Hawaii Invitational or something.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Like the Bahamas Open.
Yeah.
But
that's,
yeah, I don't
that's
know.
My problem is I don't trust Sandler anymore with his movies.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to see him have to do? A movie in, like, I don't know, Mexico City or like Kuwait, you know, somewhere that's not the most pleasant. Might have a stink or just filthy or dangerous, you know. Let's see that side of it. Go to Haiti.
Yeah, not gonna happen. I mean, Haiti's nice. It's a tropical island.
I think Haiti, aren't people eating each other there right now?
I don't think so, but I mean, people are eating
cannibalism has been going. Yeah. They've been talking about it on the news. Cannibalism, I think, in Haiti, like gang leaders and stuff. It's crazy. I don't know. All right, let's talk about the Joker 2.
Yeah, we all know the Joker 2 is going to be a musical with Lady Gaga, you know, added to the cast here. But now they've revealed what kind of musical it is, and it's a jukebox musical, which means that it is not original music. It is songs that have already been written that we would most likely know. So I don't know. I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if that's preferable to original written music for the Joker.
Is this going to be like Rock of Ages or something?
That's exactly what a jukebox musical is like a Rock of Ages. Yeah.
So
I mean, a lot of times they're like one artist, but that one is like multiple different stuff. But yeah, no. They didn't say what it's what type of music. Is it going to be all different stuff? We don't know yet. Yeah,
it seems like Creep by Radiohead will make it.
Yeah,
when you think Creep would be on there
or something.
Yeah, I'd be very impressed if I like this movie. You know, I'm not big on. I like a movie about a band or a musician or what have you, but these kind of stories don't really merit that. So I don't know. I'll be impressed if it's good.
Yeah, it sounds wild. I don't know if it's gonna work, but you know, they probably need to do something different anyways. Can't just do that same story again, so I don't know.
Yeah. All right. It's gonna be weird. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it'll be neat. Because it'll just be dark songs, you know. And like Rocket Man, where he's walking around beating up people and singing, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, Black Sabbath or something.
Again, that was his own music. We don't know what it could be. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Sims movie. Is that still, like, I'm sure they're still making these games, right?
Yeah, and I think they do, like, expansions of it, like, where you get new characters and stuff.
Because that was a big game when we were children.
I gotta step out for a moment. Okay. I just got a work call. So I'm probably gonna be out for the rest of entertainment, but I'll be back for sports.
Okay.
Because I'll probably be back in, like, 45 minutes or something. I gotta check about a leak or something.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, at an HOA, thankfully, it's over by the San Diego Canyon College, so it's not too far, but far enough.
Yeah.
But I got to at least take a look.
Godspeed, Uncle Tony.
Yeah, this property manager's kind of crazy. So, but I mean, it's early. I'll be back by 6-ish.
Okay.
Which is fine.
All right.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy entertainment without me. I don't know if you're keeping this on or what. But
We'll see.
But
Tony Cat signing off.
All right. Take this beer to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
so The Sims.
The Sims, yeah. I think it's still popular. They still sell them. I think there's like The Sims 4 was the last like mainline game. But yeah, Margot Robbie, she can do anything she wants after Barbie. And she's like, well, maybe you'll do something very similar and take another like toy property and
turn it into something. Yeah, that sounds too close.
Yeah, because I mean, The Sims is a complete blank slate. That's the whole idea behind that game is you just create people and then they do things. I don't know. I mean, I played a little bit of it probably 20 years ago, but it's still big. But yeah, again, the whole point is you create the people and then I don't know what this is going to be other than like the same thing like Barbie where it's like, oh, this sim became self-aware and now knows that they're in a game and can do other things. I don't know.
Then it's iRobot or you know, any of a number of properties. Yeah,
Free Guy.
You know what? Thinking about it, I never got it, but I really wanted. Was there a Roller Coaster Sims? Or am I thinking of Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yeah, Roller Coaster Tycoon. Very similar.
Game though. Never mind then.
There was Sim City, which was city building, and then it's like, well, you could do a Roller Coaster Tycoon is building. Amusement parks, and then The Sims, I don't know, came out in 2000 or something like that. It's like, what if you created people?
Yeah, weird.
You can like drown them and stuff.
Oh, like, psycho.
You build like a pool around them and then put a fence and then they can't get out and they die. It's like good stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
Wholesome children's entertainment.
Yeah. This will be for someone. I think that's a pretty popular game. So, like Barbie, where you know half the population played with them. I'm sure maybe not the half of the population played with Sims, but at least are aware of what it is.
And that could be one of those things that's like huge in Poland too. We have no idea.
That's very true. All right, Nate. Well, we've got trailers, and I watched one of them this morning.
Yeah. You want to start with that one?
Bad Boys. Okay. Yeah, why not?
Will
Boys. Smith is back. He's out of detention and first film since The Slap, right?
First one he filmed. A couple things have come out since. There was that Emancipation on Apple that nobody saw.
Okay.
But yeah, I think this is the first one he's filmed since. So this is Bad Boys 4. Bad Boys Ride or Die is the actual title now, which I think is the first time we've heard that. And it's coming June 7th. It's the last movie I drafted, I believe, or no, second to last movie. So it's one of my picks. But yeah, it was getting concerning that like this movie's coming out in 3 months. We haven't seen anything about it. But yeah, there were rumors that it was going to come out before the Godzilla versus Kong release. And, you know, they put it out a couple days early. So,
and
yeah, returning our bad boys. And one of the things that I was worrying about this one is that Joe Pantoliano was killed off in the last film, which I thought was a huge mistake. It's such a big part of
it. Okay, so I thought that's what happened.
Yes. So then it was a surprise to see in the trailer that
it was a fake out.
No, he's dead, but he left videos from the grave, which is a classic trope. But he basically, it was a video saying like, hey, if I'm dead, it might come out that I was actually crooked. You have to clear my name. And that's kind of seems to be the plot of the movie here.
That's kind of dumb. It's like,
yeah, no, it's definitely dumb. I think they probably realized their mistake and like, shit, well, how do we bring him back? How about he recorded a series of videos? Yeah.
Also, it's the same directors, the Middle Eastern guys that did this third one.
Yes.
I don't
and
think they have Batgirl. A whole lot of Batgirl.
They did Batgirl, the movie that never will be seen, that was canceled.
Okay, yeah. So I don't know. It just seemed like it fits that like very colorful and I don't know, different, you know, layout that this movie is good, you know, is good for this movie, I suppose. I'm not making any sense.
Yeah. And I saw in the trailer a couple of those, like, I don't know, circle shots. I don't know how you describe it, where the camera sweeps around in a circle.
Yeah.
Michael
Bay. We don't need to see that all the time. Like, that was fun with the Rastafarians in the crack house.
But Michael Bay does that still even today. And it's kind of like, well, we're not Michael Bay, but we could still kind of use his little trick here.
Damn.
Which is nice, but
I don't know. Yeah, when I first saw that, I was like, oh, like, I wasn't paying that much attention to it. I was just having coffee and watching it for a minute. And I see, like, they make Joe Pantoliano a bad guy. It's like, son of a bitch. Like, that's such a stupid thing to do. Like, no one would ever believe he's a bad man. He's a great man. And then it's like, oh, you have to clear my name, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, well, this is an escape room movie. Oh, fun.
Well, it seems like it's like a Mission Impossible movie where it's just like, actually, the good guy is the bad guy now, and they have to hunt him. And
yeah.
It's like, okay. Which, yeah, that happens a lot in movies, but.
Also,
they always go rogue anyways in every one of these movies. So just start them off already being rogue. But.
How can he still say he's getting too old for this when they're on the fourth movie that are, you know, 20 years apart, 25 years apart, whatever it is,
30
years apart?
Yeah, that was,
when was the first one. 95, almost 30 years apart. And he didn't in the first one even say he's getting too old for it. Or he certainly said in the second one.
Yeah,
I think. Which was 21 years ago.
The second one was where he was wanting to be transferred because it's like, I can't do this anymore. So he wasn't retiring.
Woo-sa.
He was like, I can't work with this guy anymore because we always get into gunfights and shit. I wanted to do a regular job, which makes sense. But yeah, at this point, they're past the age of retirement for most cops. So they shouldn't be doing this. But the logic of the movie never made all that much sense that they're action heroes, but they're still just detectives. But. You know, that's part of the fun of it.
I don't know if anything will ever top the second one. I mean, you have Yordi Malia or whatever, who always plays the bad drug guy. Even in drug movies, he's the double crosser bad guy, like in Blow. Phenomenal. And then you have Peter Stormare. Love that guy.
Yeah.
Michael Shannon.
Yep. Yeah, Michael Shannon.
That thing had legs. They go to Cuba. Yeah. Like, it's terrific. Oh, yeah. That's a fun old movie. The mice, rats, whatever.
And it's like 4 hours long, too. Michael Bay is like, this is my Godfather. I'm going for it.
Yeah, 2.5 hours. Holy smokes.
It just keeps going. It's like we're like 2 hours and 20 minutes into the movie and like, hey, they stole Gabrielle Union. She's in Cuba. It's like, damn. Yeah,
but they make that one quick.
I mean, they have to do a whole plan. They got to recruit people.
You know, all of these are, the first one and the third one are right about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Doesn't say how long this new one is.
That's where Michael Bay lost his mind, and every movie he makes is like longer and longer. So I think Pearl Harbor broke him.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm going to make this historic epic. It's going to be 3 hours long. And then everyone hated it. Like,
yeah.
Well, now you're going to have to do 2.5 hours of Transformers. So
Yeah.
Should have not said anything.
Blew it. All right, what other trailers you got?
We got Beetlejuice. So that is the full title.
I did see this trailer.
Yeah, the full title of Beetlejuice 2. We got some clarity on how they're going to handle certain people that are no longer allowed to be in films. Jeffrey Jones, the father from the first Beetlejuice, still alive, but no longer actively in working in real movies due to child pornography charges from 20 years ago. But it looks like he is going to be killed off, and that is the way this movie begins, is what it appears to be. There's a funeral scene bringing the
characters back. What about the not Newman guy? Oh, he died.
He died in 92. Yeah.
No, he died in 2010, Andy.
Oh, shit. Well, he was in Demolition Man, which was 93, so yeah. He was still alive, but...
Well, they could get Newman to play him.
Sure. I mean, he was just an artist. He doesn't need to be in it. Although they did bring the art back, right? So...
Yeah, but his name also was Otho. How weird is that? This is fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Alec Baldwin's coming back either, so they're not bringing everyone back.
I thought that's who you were talking about at first when you're not allowed to be in films.
Yeah, no, I mean, Alec Baldwin, I think he's allowed to be in films.
Burn Gorman is in it. Guy's name is Burn.
Yeah, no, I saw that. One of my guys. He's real cool and weird all the time.
He's got an intensity and he just looks like he would have taken some, whatever you want me to do, Mein Fuhrer, I'll do it kind of thing.
I don't think he probably wants that, but yeah, he was a bad guy in Game of Thrones when I rewatched it a couple of years ago. But of course he's one of the gay investor dudes, according to Tony.
Yeah. He's actually born in Hollywood, not even from Europe.
What? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, the last movie I saw him in was a Polish movie.
He must have...
Watcher.
His parents were out here on a trip, and then, holiday his last 3 months, and so she gave birth to him here, and then they went back to Poland, probably. Yeah. It's got to be something like that.
But yeah, anyways, Beetlejuice is back. He pops up there at the end, and it looks passable. Michael Keaton is older, but it is a character with makeup and stuff, so it looks fine. I think that was the number one worry, is this going to look terrible, but it's going to be fine. So,
I mean, hopefully the movie playing is. A dead dude who is covered in growth from algae or whatever is on him, and... He looks dead. So, yeah, how hard is that to make him up to look like that?
It's still 35 years of aging in the face, so it's a different face.
Harrison Ford just played, Indiana in the 51st film, and he's 91 years old.
They digitally altered that, and it looks terrible. It's the worst part of that movie. So. Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I don't remember if I finished it. That's how displeased I was by it, and I love those movies.
Oh, the ending is really good, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to go to Disney Plus and see if I finished it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, then one more trailer here. Alien Romulus, which has kind of been a mystery. What is this? Doing another alien thing, and saw this teaser trailer, and I know exactly what they're doing. And they're doing Prey, but for Alien, because Prey was really good. Came out straight to streaming for Hulu, and it's just let's just do Predator, but back to basics. People out in the woods, and there's a Predator trying to kill people, and you got to survive. Alien Romulus looks like some people are on a spaceship, and an alien is loose and killing people, and they got to survive. So
it's got the little girl from Sicario 2.
Is she from Sicario 2? I mean, she's taking off. She's in Civil War. She's in Priscilla. So she's all over the place now.
Who is she in Priscilla?
Priscilla? Are we thinking about the same person?
Different. There's no way that this girl is Priscilla. This is a Mexican girl.
Okay, then it's a different person. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. You're looking at Kaylee Spaney or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, different. The other person.
Okay.
Sicario, this girl gets stolen. She was the drug kingpin's daughter.
Never saw the second one.
Oh, Andy, come
on. Maybe someday.
Benicio Del Toro, how do you not watch anything he does?
I have not seen every movie he's in.
Have you seen Hunted?
Yes, with Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I rented that from Blockbuster when I was a child. When's the last time you watched, I watched 21 Grams? You ever think about that movie?
Monty buy that and he got pissed at me because...
Did he?
Or was that Traffic?
I don't know. Yeah,
I told him it was like a good drug movie, and so he got it, and he's like, this isn't about killing or anything. It's like...
Oh, so yeah, it probably is 21 Grams, because yeah, 21 Grams has nothing to do with drugs. But it sounds like it would, and it's got Benicio, yeah. So you're like, yeah, probably.
He's also in Traffic, which is...
Yeah, like the same time period, yeah.
Congress and the daughter or something over ODs, right? Something like that.
Yeah, so there's drugs in that.
It's been a while since I've seen those.
Yeah. Well, back to Alien...
Yeah.
It's directed by Fede Alvarez, who did Don't Breathe and the Evil Dead remake from like 10 years ago. So he's pretty competent horror director. Hasn't really done much since those movies, but like definitely, I think, can do something solid with this. But yeah, just not look. It doesn't look like it's going to expand on any of the greater mythology that Ridley Scott was trying to do with his Alien sequels, but... I think it's fine. I think a back to basics killer creature movie can be a lot of fun. So it's coming out at the end of the summer. Definitely watch it when it comes out.
Yeah, pretty good. That's the last trailer?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get into what we've been watching. But before we do, that portion of the pod is brought to you by our good friends at theclipplessleash.com. Head over to theclipplessleash.com and pick up the dog leash you didn't know you needed. This leash works through the dog's current collar or harness. And when you plug in promo code...
Tony.
That is T-O-N-Y. They're going to give you 65% off at checkout because they're friends of the pod. So head over to theclipplessleash.com, plug in promo code Tony for 65% off at checkout. It is the dog leash you've been waiting for. All right, I have one. I almost had two, but I only have one.
Wow. Well, I have four.
Woo!
And really only three, let's say. But
one of those we might share. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I did watch a couple Amazon original movies. So.
Oh, yeah. So we most likely share.
So I'm going to say this first one is not the one you watched. Okay. But I watched Ricky Stenicki. On Amazon.
Andy, that's the one I watched.
It is the one you watched?
No, I'm kidding. I saw that, though.
I was like, I mean, there would be maybe a reason you would watch it, but maybe I can tell you not to.
I know you've talked about it.
So it is it's not a Farrelly Brothers movie. It's one of the Farrelly Brothers. Bobby Farrelly, I believe. It's the one who made Green Book, which won Best Picture, which is the weirdest thing that's ever happened in my lifetime, I think. That a Farrelly brother won Best Picture. But since then, he hasn't really made a hit movie. I think he did that like greatest Beer Run, which I didn't see with Zac Efron.
Yeah, it seemed like a fun idea. You know, Vietnam movies are pretty cool, but yeah, it didn't do very well. So I saw it on, you know, Apple TV Plus. I have not watched.
Yeah, so he's back again, straight to streaming with Zac Efron. And apparently this is a script that was written many years ago, and they had tried to make it. And they just never got around to it. So now that the Farrelly brothers are not working together, one of them decided to make it. The premise here is that it's three friends who, they made up a fourth friend to get out of trouble. And then they continued to use that fourth friend as an excuse for all kinds of things well into their adult life. And, what happens is they use this fake guy, Ricky Stenicki, to take a trip to Atlantic City, and while on this trip, one of the guy's wives gives birth like early, and they always turn their phones off whenever they use this excuse so that they don't get caught. And this made it so they got caught. So the people are like, "Well, we need to meet this guy that he's one of your best friends. We've never met him." So they have a bris, you know, the. You know, from Seinfeld, you remember that, right?
And see, yeah.
The Jewish ceremony for new babies. And so, like, you gotta bring this guy. Like, he can't. We need to meet this guy. No one's ever met him. So they end up hiring a guy they meet in Atlantic City who is a actor slash performer, who played by John Cena. And he is just like a weird alcoholic who his show is to do parody covers like Weird Al of rock songs, but they're all about masturbation. And when I tell you that's the best part of the movie, I guess that should tell you how good the movie is that's the best part of the movie is John Cena giving us all wearing costumes, doing parody songs about masturbation. And, that's entertaining. And I think he's mostly entertaining throughout this movie. I think the problem is that the main cast, so Zac Efron and the other two friends, it's like they're all playing the straight man. It's like three straight men and then the one funny character, which like that formula is a little off to me. It should be like one guy trying to organize the chaos, but it's really like three of them. And it just doesn't work that well. William H. Macy is in this and he's fun. I liked him. As like he's the whole premise is he's the boss of Zac Efron, and you know what ends up happening is Ricky Snicky decides he likes being this fake guy, or John Cena likes being this fake guy and decides to like start a life as him and doesn't like leave their life, which is like a little what about Bobish, right? You know, you can there's a funny premise there, but that doesn't actually even happen until like an hour into the movie, and there's only like a half hour left. It's very weird. It's not that good, but it is, like, you know, it's free. It's on Amazon. There's a couple laughs, and it's like, you know, I love the Farrelly Brothers movies. It, like, you can't. The fact that they did Dumb and Dumber, Kingpin, and There's Something About Mary all in a row like that is, like, that's special. Like, I don't think too many people can top that for a three-movie run of comedies, but.
So you lit a candle and turned it on.
Yeah. So yeah, did I have anything else? I mean, Tony watched 2/3 of it with me and went home. So I don't know what his opinion. I don't think he was too into it.
Not scary enough.
not scary really at all. Although, yeah, I mean, John Cena does dress up as Britney Spears for one of the parodies, so that's pretty scary.
Yeah. But, woof. All right, what else you got?
Well, let's be quick. I watched The Matrix in theaters, which was really cool. They did 25th anniversary. Yeah, so they put in the Dolby Theater exclusive. So they, you know, did the full Dolby surround sound and everything, which like this is a movie I've seen 100 times, never saw it in a theater. So that was cool just getting that experience. And the sound is really incredible. That was a really great use of the Dolby, which has, you know, the ceiling speakers and everything, where you're getting like, you know, raindrops above you, helicopter sounds. It was really, really well done. So that was cool. But I like that they do stuff like that. Because, I mean, especially with my pass, it's like, yeah, I'll go see that. I think it was Wednesday night. Like, it was completely sold out, too. And I was like, that's their biggest theater, too. So people are into that. So they should keep doing stuff like that.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And then next up, I think I have the one that we share. So do you want to do that last? Or
sure.
Do you want to do that now? Okay. So I'll do my other one before we get to a Roadhouse, right?
Yeah.
So before that, I watched Late Night with the Devil. This is a new horror movie.
Oh, he did it.
Talked about it, I think, a few months ago or something. I saw the trailer and I was like, this looks really interesting. And there was like a lot of good reception on it. It had 100% of Rotten Tomatoes through like 50 reviews or something. I think it's like 96 or something like that right now.
Whoa.
But yeah, I loved it. It's exactly what I want out of one of these movies. Just it's about a late night show in the 70s. So he's like an alternative late night host to Johnny Carson. Show's a little weird. Has some weird people. It's not just all the big celebrities. And, you know, he's clearly number two. He wants to juice the ratings a bit. And he decides to put on a Halloween special on Halloween night, 1977. Where he brings on first a medium and then a magician who is a skeptic. Like he's a magician who's like, this is all these other people are fake. I'll tell you how they're fake. And then the last thing is he has a parapsychologist who is working with a girl who she believes is possessed. So it's like he's setting this whole set show up to be pretty crazy. And after there's like a maybe 15 minute like weird voiceover intro thing, kind of explaining his whole career, which I think works for me. I think some people were not into that, but I thought it was, you know, really well done, like kind of like a documentary. And then from there, it's basically that episode in real time, where creepy things start happening and you're like, well, does anyone believe this? It's all set up. The skeptic guy is all like, hey, you did this with camera tricks, or you're buzzing sounds in here. And it's like, well, are we? And then, you know, it's a horror movie, so things start to go even more wrong. But it's a whole lot of fun. David Dastmalchian is the star here.
Thomas Schiff from Batman.
Yeah, he's in a lot of things. He's worked with a lot of good directors, but he is a side character. And it was really neat to see someone like this get a chance to be a lead. And I think it has to be in a movie like this. He's not going to be a lead in Bad Boys 4. But a small thing like
very
this,
weird, yeah. If he were,
and you look at this guy, you're like, oh, I don't think him as a late night guy. He's not a comedy guy, so he's not, you know, he's not.
Do you imagine if they replaced Will Smith with him? Yeah. Just didn't tell anyone. It's like, hey, Marcus, come get my back.
Yeah, that sounds like a sketch right there. But yeah, he's great as, because you buy him as this kind of down on his luck number two guy who's just trying to, you know, do anything he can to keep his show on the air. It really works. And I don't, just super well made, like to get the feeling of the 1970s there. And I mean, I wasn't alive then, but, you know, I've seen enough things from that era that it's like, oh, this was, you feel right in that era.
Where will this be streaming come October or even September?
So we'll be streaming in April. This movie was bought by Shudder. So it's a streaming service. It's a horror-only streaming service. I believe it's part of AMC. I mean, Shudder's it's a big thing. It's been around for a while now. They have a lot of originals. I've never actually subscribed to it. A lot of their stuff ends up going other places or being available. But yeah, this movie was made a couple years ago, and it's been at festivals trying to sell it. And so eventually it got bought by Shudder, who's like, we're going to put it on theaters, and then we'll put it on streaming on our thing. But there could be a chance this ends up on somewhere else by Halloween time. But
seems like it'll be on Peacock.
Yeah, I mean, they like to double dip. You know, you put it on your service, then you license it out. But it'll be out in, I think, April 22nd. I think they
said. I don't need to watch it until September 5th.
Yeah, and it is a movie set on Halloween night. So it is a perfect Halloween movie if you do want to wait. But at that point, maybe you forgot. Maybe at that point, I'll have to remember it and tell everyone to go watch this one.
Not a bad idea. Mark your calendar, Andy. Remind us.
Yeah, just a few 8 months away. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, are we ready to go to the main event?
Yeah.
So we both, I presume, then watched 2024's Roadhouse. Jake Gyllenhaal not nominated for an Oscar as of yet. I watched this, over the weekend, and so I imagine most people are aware of the original movie. This is a little bit different. It follows an disgraced ex-UFC fighter who is, you know, just fighting underground, kind of the latest Bourne movie style deal, and he's got a reputation. The lady comes in and sees him, and hey, I'll give you $20,000 I got a rough bar.
Well, he goes to the underground fight, and the guy who's winning the tournament at that point just like forfeits. And
yeah,
like, Post Malone,
take a knee.
Our favorite Post Malone playing him, which is a little weird. And people made fun of it that it was clearly slow motion, and they just speed it up because Post Malone is not
Isn't
a fighter.
That how all fights are really done?
Yeah, but like, you know, he's not a stunt performer in any way. He's not an actor in any way. So. And we can get to non-actors later. They play a big part of this movie. But yeah, I had to highlight that was Post Malone. And they credit him as like something, it's like Austin Post is his real name or something. I'm like, oh, that throws me off. I don't like that. If you're going to have a fake name, stick to it.
Nah. But yeah, so then he goes and he just starts kicking people's butts and this little island out in Key West. And, it's a fun killing, kicking butt movie. Billy Magnussen has kind of taken over on being a villain in movies since The Big Short.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the last Bond movie. He's in a lot of things.
Yeah. He's always just the bad guy now, which I'm sure it's a good, steady gig. I feel like at some point or another, unless you like playing the villain, you'd want to not. But again, I suppose take what you can get. I don't know. But then, yeah, Conor McGregor, who, as you mentioned, is not an actor. just kind of silly. Like, he doesn't really speak English. I mean, he does, but he doesn't. Also, did you see they were doing press for this movie?
And yes, I did.
He couldn't stop fidgeting and his shoulders going up and down. People are saying it was from cocaine or something. It's like, dude, at least like he didn't have that going on in the film. Otherwise, they'd have to, you know, just how do you fire that guy? Like, you know, he'd punch you in the face. Like, I don't think he has the best temper. I think he threw a chair through a bus or something one time. But
yeah, you should watch that video because it's such a strange, like, whatever it was, nervous tic or something. It looks like it's a shoulder shrug, like someone's asking a question and he doesn't know the answer. And you just, It's like,
and it's the creepy whole, you know, minute and a half clip or whatever.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Jake Gyllenhaal is just standing there, just being a pro and getting all his answers in.
Yeah.
I don't know. This movie. Well, I have to say, I did not like this movie. I think it was way all over the place. The logic of it, I mean, you shouldn't be going to this for like a plot, but I mean, the director did start talking about Oscars a few weeks ago. So definitely that's a joke.
He's too attached.
But just, yeah, like the Conor McGregor character, I want some logic to it. We're introduced to him and he is fully nude walking through, I don't know, Italy or something. And it doesn't, we don't really get any context behind it. And well, then he beats a guy up for his clothes like he's the Terminator. And it's
he was nude because he jumped, instead of fighting the guy, he was trying to escape. He was sleeping with that lady and her husband. Remember, he's yelling at him as he's like going down the balcony. And so his clothes are left in that lady's room.
Okay. Maybe I missed that.
But,
Did the movie skip straight to him?
He had his phone in his sock.
Yeah.
So he could answer his phone, which told him, hey, you know, go take care of this over in the United States. But yeah, so that's why he didn't have any clothes. He wasn't just
He wasn't
zapped into the world with no clothes.
He wasn't acting like someone who, you know, couldn't get their clothes and had to sneak out. He just walks out totally into like a, you know, a public square and then beats someone up for their clothes. And it's like,
Mr. you know, deputy beat your ass. Why wouldn't he just beat up the husband?
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't even know what his motivations are. Like he's getting paid by another guy. And then, and there's a point in this movie where a guy is on a boat that's speeding, you know, probably 50 miles an hour and it's heading towards shore and hits the shore. And the guy goes flying out, maybe 30 feet in the air, probably 50 feet. And it's like, well, okay, well, that guy's out of the movie. That's fine.
But he lands on a palapa, Andy, so that's fine.
Like, guys,
he just landed on a pile of leaves. Had he landed on a rock or a wall or the floor, kaput. But a palapa, that's a different story, Andy. Those are very soft. The other thing about Conor McGregor, though, and this is just him. He kind of just like, you know, lifts his shoulders a little bit, shoots his head down a little bit and does that grin with his fake teeth. And he just looks like a maniac. It's like I don't know. I'd probably pee and have to leave. Like, whatever you want. Don't kill me, you psycho. Jake Gyllenhaal had to, you know, be like, holy shit, this guy's a lunatic, but I have to fight him. Crazy. So he had the, you know, intensity. If he could just, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger up, do some acting coaches and different things, he might be able to be in more of these kinds of movies. I don't know, maybe a new henchman in a Bond or something.
Well, I think that's the comparison there. But the problem was that he's like smiling through the whole thing, and he doesn't ever change from being like smiley. Whereas
that's
also
kind of makes him look like a psycho, right?
We just brought up, you know, Jaws. That's a classic Bond henchman. Who it's like, you need to be able to like be menacing in a way and just be like serious, or Arnold that's a Terminator and like.
Well, that's why he'd have to do some acting stuff.
He would need something, but I don't know. I don't think he deserves it. He's too much of a criminal.
Also, if he can't stop doing shoulder shrugs, I don't think he's going to get cast a whole lot of anything. The other thing that I didn't know how they were going to handle this. Obviously, you've seen the original movie. Mr. Dalton is a fan of doing throat rips. Which is pretty badass. In this one, he just punches a guy in the throat and breaks his trachea or whatever. And, you know, he suffocates and dies in a pool. It's like, couldn't you have done it a few times or something?
Yeah, I mean, that's what the weird thing about it, is that that first one is not super, it's taking itself seriously, but has some fun stuff in it. But it's like, I think there's still at least a logic. They set up that a guy can do throat rips. So it's like, oh, you can do throat rips. So if I see a throat rip, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like in this movie, some of the stuff that doesn't make sense, it seems like we're supposed to be in the real world and then we're not in the real world. It changes up on me, but
also the guy with the little like smushed face, he's in, I think, Narcos, Arturo Castro.
Yeah.
Why was he so like dumb friendly? Like,
I mean, I thought
I get it,
it
was
funny,
for the added laugh, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem like he'd be with that group of people, period. I know at the end he's like, I don't even like those people. They're so, you know, they're mean, blah, blah, blah. It's like,
I think he was just facilitating. Yeah, and I like that the guy at the beginning, like the first, the biker gang guy. It's like, we need to cast someone. We need to cast someone as a biker gang leader. Maybe we just hire the guy who's the main character in the biker gang show on FX. Like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah. He's on the Sons of Anarchy, like, prequel Typecast, series or whatever. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go see this in theaters, but I'll watch it on the couch and you kind of have a laugh and it's just, you know, a bunch of fighting and whatnot. I did like the, you know, how they infused it with his flashbacks in real life, you know, stuff with the UFC. Like, I mean, this stuff was circulating on the news, you know, a year ago, whatever it was when they were filming. So I thought that was kind of neat. Wasn't just, you know, nonsense CGI. But yeah. I'd give it about a solid 6.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
It's an action film, but not an amazing one.
Now, I have some behind-the-scenes trivia about the original Roadhouse that I don't know if you know about. But do you know where they filmed much of the exteriors of the bar, not just in the Roadhouse, but the first bar that Swayze's working at? And I think even some of the interiors of the bar, you know where they filmed that?
No idea.
Like a half mile from where you are right now, assuming you are at home.
Really?
There was a club venue bar place. I mean, it named different things throughout the 70s and 80s. That's right. If you're on Catella, right as you go under the 5, right to the right there, there's kind of like that new hotel. It was right there. It was the Cowboy Boogie and it was the Bandstand. So yeah, when I watched the first one like a few years ago on Netflix, and I was just looking up the Wikipedia, and I saw like, oh, this is where they filmed like the exteriors of the bar, and I think they filmed part of the
Cowboy
first,
Boogie,
yeah,
on South Manchester Avenue. No kidding.
So I don't think any part of this movie was filmed in Los Angeles. Looks like they actually did go to
Santa Clarita, Valencia, Westlake Village, Moore Park. Definitely nothing in Texas. That's interesting. I've been in that hotel.
Yeah. Looks nice.
I haven't seen this in a few years, but yeah, it's a fun one. I mean, I don't even remember like the villain just wants that bar to close so his can get more business or something like that, right?
He wants to buy up the town, which, yeah, that was the other thing that it's like that made more sense to me in like a rural area in the 80s. But in like 2024 in the Florida Keys, like there's not going to be like a corrupt guy who owns the police and is like getting away with like murders and stuff. Like, no, like it's not.
Also, couldn't you threaten the bands to, not show up? And then, I mean, the bands were kicking ass out of there for that tiny little village. That would make the people not show up.
Yeah, maybe.
That was one thing I thought. I also did, and I mean, maybe they get a spinoff show the way everyone gets a spinoff show these days. That band did not stop, and people are like dying, and they're like, we got a jam. Don't give a shit. This is rock and roll.
Conor McGregor like cuts through the wire. It's like, I'm coming for it. Guy's like, can't stop me.
Yeah. What are you going to do? This guitar's playing, bud. So that's professionalism at its peak right there. But yeah, it's a fun, dumb summer movie to watch. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, and it's on Amazon.
Yeah.
And if you have Amazon, you'll notice because they will advertise it to you.
Oh, yeah. All right, anything else to add?
No.
All right, well, I think that'll wrap us up for episode 369 of the Tony Stake Podcast. I'm Sean, and joined with me, we had Off-Road Andy.
Yes, you did.
And the early departed Tony Katz.
Yeah, he was there too.
Yeah, we'll see you later.